Dan Milstein is Nikita Zaitsev's agent. He's also representing Nikita Kucherov, Pavel Datsyuk, and others. He's with Gold Star Sports Management Group, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Dan, thanks so much for joining us today. Congratulations on getting this deal done. I'll just ask you, I mean, when Nikita came over here, did you envision him fitting in as quickly as he did?
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you very much for having me on your show. Nikita Zaitsev is he's the hardest working hockey player you would meet. After I took over as his agent in December of 2016, last year, we, you know, certainly by that point, he had about 25, 30 or so games under his belt. And he was not surprised. He worked hard, and he knew that hard work eventually would pay off for him.
Dan, when did discussions begin with the Leafs about this contract?
Well, first time I met with Lou here in Detroit sometime at the end of January. I called Lou right before the New Year's, and then we have agreed to meet sometime in January, and we continued the conversation from January. Basically, all the way. The last time I spoke with Lou was yesterday when we signed the contract and agreed to final terms.
Now, you know, you've represented a lot of Russian players, and when you took over Nikita, and you mentioned you knew you were taking over a guy who was a hard worker, a guy who was, if you talked to his teammates, a guy who was really, really focused. Does it kind of suggest, or does the fact that this contract was able to get done after, you know, one full season, Dan, really suggest to you that there is a different culture in Toronto right now with Lou here, with Brendan here, with Mike Babcock here, that there's more of a you know, sort of an analytical, you know, almost a nuts and bolts analytical approach to putting this team together?
Well, Lou, Brendan, and Mike Babcock have been extremely impressive in their efforts in Toronto over the last two seasons to turn the franchise in the right direction. You know, certainly they have had a lot of work to do. But I tell you one thing, under Lou and Mike, there is nothing given. Everything in Toronto is earned. And certainly Nikita Zaitsev, Nikita, like I said, he is the first to come in. He's the last one off the ice. He's the last one out of the locker room, and he's a worker, and he has earned a spot not only on the team, but also he has earned a long-term contract.
Now, Dan, you represent Zaitsev, a guy who started his career in the KHL. You represent Pavel Datsyuk, who went back to finish his career in the K. What at this stage in 2017? Dan, how viable an option is the KHL for players right now in terms of the money, in terms of the playing conditions? How are players, you know, Russian players essentially, how do they view the KHL versus the NHL right now?
Well, it's a good question. It really depends who you ask. In Nikita Zaitsev's case, I mean, he took a significant pay cut to come on the entry-level deal and play in the NHL, specifically to play in Toronto. With Nikita going back to the KHL, while we did have offers to come back to the KHL, it was never an option. He bought a one-way ticket to come to the National Hockey League, and he wanted to stay here. In Pavel's case, and I'll go for a millionth time on the record, I advised him not to go back home, but Pavel wanted to, he always wanted to finish his career back at home. It wasn't about the money. It was, you know, after 15 years in the NHL, he felt that the time has come and he wanted to go back home and play not for the old name on the back of the jersey, but he wanted to give his fans some of the better hockey that he had left in him. So it really depends on the situation.
Dan, do you think that, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, and we also know, of course, about Alexander Ovechkin's statements about, you know, going to the Olympics regardless of what the NHL does. Do Canadians sometimes not understand that just as much as we feel a loyalty to hockey in our country, Russian players feel a loyalty to hockey in Russia as well? Do we sometimes miss that?
Well, growing up, I think anywhere in the world, obviously here in North America, winning the Stanley Cup, playing in the National Hockey League, is probably a dream number one for any North American hockey player. In Russia, growing up, playing for your national team has always been the greatest honor that one could possibly have and or achieve. And so Olympic Games and playing for the at the Worlds is a huge and tremendous honor, and Russian hockey players don't take it lightly.
Dan, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you this before we let you go. We know that the NHL appears not be going to Seoul or to South Korea. We also know that a lot of Russian players have been outspoken about wanting to, and frankly, a lot of North American players as well. As an agent, how do you see this playing out? Is there still going to be a moment where the NHL and the NHL Players Association are going to have some sort of clash over this? Or is everything essentially done now? Has the die been cast?
Well, I'm very hopeful, and so is many other hockey players too, and the agents, that there would be a last second adjustment, change of direction, and NHL players would be allowed to play for their countries at the Olympic Games. I mean, after all, winning the Stanley Cup and participating and winning the gold and competing at the Olympics is extremely it's a huge honor to represent your country, and I hope that both the NHL, the NHLPA, can put their differences aside and do what's right for hockey.